Another excellent analogy is the body, because you can apply all four levels. You can apply personal, the intrapersonal, if you see what I mean, the managerial, the mind, the direction of it, and the organizational, how everything is organized together. It's a very good metaphor, it really is. It's a natural metaphor. People can relate to it. It's not artificial. It's one of its strengths. It's very natural. Now, what are the key elements that you need at these four levels? At the personal level, trustworthiness. Let me define trustworthiness for a moment. Someone's trustworthy if you can depend upon them. Someone's trustworthy if they have the character and the competency. If they lack the competency, you wouldn't want this honest doctor to do the surgery. If they have the competency, but there isn't basic integrity there, you don't know if you would want him to do the surgery or whether the surgery should be done at all. So I suggest that trustworthiness is a function basically of two things, character and competence. And competence is defined by the demands and realities of the situation that you're trying to serve. Character comes out of personal development. Competence comes out of professional development. Both must continuously be worked upon. Many people may justify failures in competence in the name of their character. Others may justify failures in character in the name of their competence. Both are absolutely necessary. It's what a person is and what a person can do. And if that is equal to the demands of the situation, that creates trustworthiness. Now, what's the key concept in the relationship with others? If you were to put it into one word, think, what would it be? Trust, wouldn't it? I mean, trust says so much. Trust tells volumes. That is the key concept. You know you can't talk yourself out of problems you behave yourself into. So you can see why trustworthiness always precedes trust. Many organizations have perhaps attempted to talk themselves out of problems they've got themselves into through the press, see, in the courts. But maybe the paradigm hasn't shifted to where they're really going to experience the fruits of a change of heart, a change of mind, see. So trust is the fruit of trustworthiness. So you can see why the personal is the building block, the self. And this trust is the cement. Now, I want to ask you this question. Assuming you've got high trust, how do you supervise people? There's high trust in your team. How do you manage them?
Give them the freedom to fail and empower them to go up and do their own thing.
Give them the freedom to fail, empower them. But what if they're going to do some dumb things? Can you afford? You're dealing with some very risky things and large sums of money and other people's investment.
Well, if that trust level is there, and that, you know, that should be minimized.
Trust in what?
In the relationship between you and
okay.
The people you're dealing with.
And what are you trusting?
Their competency,
as well as their integrity. Now, if they didn't have the competency to deal with this huge decision, you wouldn't give them trust in that area, even though they had the character to do it. Or if they had the competency but lacked the character, you wouldn't give them the trust. But if you did have trust, how would you supervise them? Stewardship delegation is different than a gopher delegation. In other words, you set up a full sense of what is expected and what the guidelines are to work within, a full sense of it, until it is bought into win-win performance agreements. This would be called empowerment. See, empowerment follows on high trust. Now, what would follow on low trust? Control. What if you had a new employee, for instance, who had tremendous character, great desire, but didn't have the basic competency? What would you do?
You'd probably follow them closely, do step by step.
That's right. See, you would essentially be prescribing practices to that person and following through and doing some on-the-job training. Does that violate the principle?
No.
Not at all, because that's part of developing the competency. It's called training and development. But if you only gave practices and didn't explain the underlying principles, then you really wouldn't be developing that person for the long haul. You wouldn't be mentoring that person, see, to build internal competency and independence inside that person. That's why so much depends on the definition of what trustworthy is. If trustworthiness involves competency and people are not competent, you don't all of a sudden try to empower them with some big stewardship delegation. People that have tried to do that and have been burned have often called this whole thing guilty by association with that burning experience. Furthermore, there may be some things that history has taught you don't work. You know full well they don't work, so what would you do? Provide that as part of the training. These are called the no-nos. And you'll find that they come in the form of practices.